Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Beatles. That's a good intro.
It's a good intro. It really definitely is. Yeah. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We got a big prize to give away to ComboCon. We're looking for a notable breakup. Certainly feels like AJ and Jalen are headed for one of those in the very near future here. Our best answer we get today wins the qualifying prize pack here with the rocks glasses, umbrella, golf tee pack, playing cards, the Weber grill brush, and you're automatically entered if you win today for the big prize, the grand prize, the Weber grill courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, the Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, and the Jack Daniel's cornhole set. All right. Before we go back to the phone lines, a little more from Jalen Hurts yesterday. First, let's hear what is he surprised by all this, which I don't know. If you find out a lot of people have problems with you, you either know they do or you're surprised. Here's Jalen's answer.
Kind of very similar to what you've been asked already, but because you have proven yourself as a winner, proven yourself as a quarterback who protects the football quite well, how surprising is it that there are these reported frustrations?
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised by anything. I mean, you know, this is kind of the nature of the position, like I said. But, you know, I put my energy and I put my focus on trying to go out there and do my best and trying to learn, trying to build, trying to take in the things that I can to improve.
All right, Hugh, what do you make of that? Because when I heard the clip at first, the first part of it, when he said, I'm not surprised, I was thinking of myself, right? Like if I found out people here at WIP were frustrated with me, I'd be surprised because that wouldn't make sense to me because I don't feel that, right? Mm-hmm. But then he talked about the position, right? Where you, when you play quarterback, the spotlight is on you. So being a quarterback, he's never surprised when there's stuff.
Nature of the beast.
Yeah, that's what I kind of took too.
You know what? I listened to it and I think to the, like people, is the mama mentality. Mm. You remember when Kobe would take it upon himself, God rest his soul, to just take over and play the game the way that he felt the game needed to be played.
Yep.
And Kobe was phenomenal. And Kobe, their stories about Kobe didn't care what anybody thought about him. Similar stories to Michael Jordan. As long as Jalen keeps winning, it's not a big deal.
So I think it's an interesting comparison, and I think it's a fair one. The difference is in basketball, you could kind of just, if you're that great, right, you just kind of win the game by yourself sometimes, right? LeBron has done it, Kobe, Michael. You need the other guys in football, though, right? Like, quarterback can only, someone's got to catch the ball, right? You know what I mean? Like, he throws it, someone's got to be there to catch it.
You know what's funny? And I'll say this. Whatever you think of Jalen, like, he's an anomaly in the sense that he does. Like, he's had moments where, you know, you probably question whether or not he can read defense, and then you see him cut up a defense. Mm. And you have moments where they say he's afraid to throw the ball, and then he light a team up for 300 yards or something like that.
Like he did to the Vikings. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's one of them things, man, where it's not pretty. It might not be what other people want, but it feels like as long as Jalen's in the space where he's doing whatever he wants to do and he's winning games, he's good.
All right, well, let's also play this one yesterday from Jalen Hurts. And again, just stick with this. Your radio's not broken. The app didn't go out. YouTube didn't stop. You know, it's all working. Jalen's asked a question here about the differences between the Cowboys and the Eagles since they played in Week 1. And he answers the Cowboys part pretty easily. And then he's asked to reiterate, like, what about you guys? And the pause here, Hugh, I'm excited for you to hear this and just, we can count the seconds of the pause. Just listen to Jalen yesterday asked about the difference between these two teams since they last played.
How about your team?
How are you guys different from September 4th or whenever it was?
Well,
mean, we won then, we win now. So from a macro perspective, I mean, what else, you know?
That was an 8 seconds. I counted it. It's 8 seconds.
Can we play it again real quick?
Let's do it again. Yeah, this is Jalen.
How about your team?
How are you guys different from September 4th or whatever it was?
I mean, we won then. We win now. So
actually 9.
From a macro perspective, I mean, what else? You know?
9 seconds.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Okay. He's thoughtful.
What did you think of that, Hugh?
He was trying to figure out what he could say. He didn't know.
Well,
I mean, because at least he didn't lie.
There's more drama. The wide receiver won't shut up. He could have said that.
He couldn't say we run the ball better, we throw it better, mm-hmm. because he knew he'd be lying. So he was just like, hey, we're winning.
So he took your take.
Well, it's like they're winning. Like, Joe, like, here's the thing. I say this all the time. Don't care about the labor pains. Show me the baby.
Yeah.
They're showing the baby every week. The baby is being seen every week. We don't care about how rough it is, how hard you had to push. Nobody cares. Like moms, love you to death.
Oh,
you are the fruit bearers of all. Yep. But don't nobody want to hear all that about your hot, low 6 hours?
May I make an analogy, though?
Like, nobody want to hear all that.
I'm going to use your image.
Something tells me women don't really like that.
No, of course not.
I know they don't, but nobody want to hear about that.
That's kind of a lot.
Show me the baby.
I mean, the more I think about it.
No, I mean, and what they sacrifice and give up is phenomenal. But and that's why they get treated different on Mother's Day than fathers.
Well,
but nobody want to hear about all that, man. Show me the baby.
Sure, but Hugh, can I use your analogy to speak to this team right now?
What's that?
Well, the defense is the mom. The offense is the dad. Like, on the day that the baby's born, what is the offense doing right now to help this thing along?
Okay, well, how about this?
They're just there.
No, let me tell you.
They're just there. They're in the room.
Until
the defense is the mom. Would you disagree with the analogy? The defense doing all the work.
I totally disagree.
I would not disagree.
What is the offense or the dad done the last 2 weeks?
Listen, when they start taking defensive players up to the podium and asking them how did they win the game. That's when it's changed, but that's not going to happen. It begins and ends with Jalen, and it's always been like that. That's not going to change.
Baloney.
I don't care. It does.
Baloney.
It does, and I don't – see, this is the thing. I think back in the day, there were more offensive players that understood that, and they griped about it, but they griped about it behind closed doors. That's when you went home and you were pillow talking about the quarterback getting all the accolades and all this other stuff. Yeah. We've gotten to the point now where – on some teams, not all teams, but you talk about on some teams where the quarterback his success hinges upon the receivers that he has around him or the talent that he has around him. Think about it like this. Jalen for years has heard about it ain't him, it's the talent around him.
Right.
And he's like, hey, well, I'm gonna do it my way. And whether we like it or not, whether it's like pulling teeth every Sunday, Jalen gets wins. And that's when he got up to that podium, and he did that long pregnant pause, and he hit you with, hey, we win games. What you going to say? It's the truth.
Why don't you guys just make a phone call?
It wasn't me. Oh, that is my phone. My phone just made a phone call.
All right, this is what happens. You're an insider, and you're taking calls on all the breaks.
We got Hugh Schefter over
here. Life of the insider, Hugh Schefter. Let's take a phone call while you get yourself together. Take a phone call. This guy's
my phone has never done that before. What am I doing in my phone picking up stuff?
Out of control. D'Antonio in down in Houston. What's up, D'Antonio?
What's going on, y'all? Hope y'all doing good, man.
D'Antonio, what's up?
Listen, everybody, man. I've been a fan. You know, I'm down in Houston. And let me say, I'm from Devonta Smith's hometown in Amy, Louisiana, so I know a lot of family that talked to him about this. And what I've always been told from them is they don't like Jalen Hurts. They don't like the offense, and that's some great resources. They got his number, can FaceTime him and all of that. But the biggest thing with the Eagles, the answer to y'all question is this, Hugh and Joe.
What you
is
got,
this,
bro?
Y'all have said Jalen Hurts is an elite quarterback. You understand, Jalen Hurts the past 3 years has about a 73% win percentage. Russell Wilson has about a 72% win percentage with the Legion of Boom his first 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what Jalen Hurts currently is. The issue is we wasn't saying Russell Wilson was an elite top five quarterback during them years. Winning is not solely a quarterback stat because we've seen Trent Dilfer win, Brad Johnson win. Y'all won a Super Bowl with Nick Foles. So we had seen Jimmy Garoppolo had a great win percentage at one point with the 49ers. We have to keep things in context, and because y'all have made Hurts try to be so elite and up there, y'all have missed the context. In truth, Jalen Hurts has been a game manager the past 2 years, bro. And ain't nothing wrong with that. You can win like that because you have a great roster. But we got to take that shine off Hurts a little bit and keep it in context, bro. Y'all have the best team in football by far, bro. He's the only quote-unquote elite quarterback that has had his top receivers come out in multiple years complaining about the passing. That don't happen. And look at y'all. The whole Eagles fan base is trying to figure out what the problem is. Guess what, y'all? We watch football around the league. Bro, every other top quarterback making $50 million a year is asked to make up for deficiencies on the team. Y'all are telling me the O-line is struggling. You understand this O-line y'all got right now will be Joe Burrow's best O-line of his career. These receivers, A.J. lost a step. Guess what? Give these receivers to half the league, half the teams in football, it'll be their best set of receivers ever. If Saquon loses a step, you're still 17th. This would be great for some teams. The defense is carrying y'all. But instead of saying Hurts, you're making $50 million, bro, you need to make up for something because you're quote-unquote elite. Y'all are trying to make excuses, bro. And the reason why they don't have answers on offense is because the answers that would make sense that a Burrow can do with a bad O-line and a horrible defense, bro, he can't do it, Petullo, Nick Sirianni. They can't do it with Hurts because his skill set is limited. And that's the reality of it, y'all.
Well, D'Antonio, I agree with a lot of what you're saying. I mean, I don't. I do. I think you are assessing the reality of this fairly. I mean, I do. I don't think he's an elite quarterback. I think we did get a little over our skis because we were upset people were not putting him in that category in the offseason. And the truest part of this is he cannot make up for the deficiencies around him. When they have a great running game, great defense, they could win 12, 13 games. But when one of those things fails, it looks choppy. I mean, I agree with it. Hugh, you don't?
And Joe, guess what? The past two times we've seen Jalen Hurts in the playoffs without A.J. Brown, how did he look?
Well, not good. Not good.
And not exactly. We keep talking about Super Bowl MVP, but the Super Bowl MVP was truly that defense, right? We keep putting that to gloss over the truth behind it. He wasn't good the first two rounds of the playoffs. But guess what? Most elite quarterbacks don't have the convenience to play like crap and still win games. Except Jalen Hurts.
Hugh, your reaction?
I'm not. I hear what you're saying, and there might be some truth to that, D'Antonio, but I can't diminish what Jalen has been. Jalen's been to two Super Bowls. Who do you consider that's a elite quarterback that's playing right now that's been to two Super Bowls?
Well, Hugh, the difference is, bro, just like when Ben Roethlisberger got to his first Super Bowl, he didn't get as much credit because he got there on the defense and the run game. The second Super Bowl he went to is because he was a driving force. You get credit because you're the driving force. No,
but the bottom line, I hear what you're saying, D'Antonio. I hear what you're saying, but you didn't answer the question. Like, at the end of the day, like, everything you're saying, there might be some validity to it, but the quarterback gets all the accolades. It's been like that forever. The problem that I have with this is this. Not you, but the problem that I have with what people are saying is, for whatever reason, they're trying to split the hairs or split the baby when it comes to Jalen and what he's accomplished. Like, at the end of the day, when it's all said and done and Jalen's done playing, Nobody's going to talk about the loaded roster that he has. They're going to talk about he was a two-time Super Bowl appearance, maybe three, and an MVP of the Super Bowl. That's it. That's it. And I know Trent Dilfer, for a lot of people, that's the comparison, but he ain't no Trent Dilfer. That's
Russell
a fact.
Russell's the comp. It's Russell. Yeah, I mean, he's obviously he's obviously better than Trent. I mean, Trent's the outlier. It's D'Antonio, the Russell one is the most fits. Yeah.
Russell Wilson is the perfect one. And guess what? Russell Wilson, his first 3 years, had better numbers than Hurts has had the past 2 years. And that's the reality. But he was a game manager then. We just keep Jalen in context, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Well, we struggle with that. And D'Antonio, good phone call. I mean, I do think we struggle with the Jalen context, like what he really is versus what he isn't. I mean, and who knows if that's part of the issue over there. I don't know. I mean, he does, in terms of his play, it is more game manager than superstar.
Yeah, but that's how he's been built up, Joe. I mean, and I'm not arguing that point, but the bottom line is this. He's been to two Super Bowls. We have touted the fact that he outplayed Patrick Mahomes twice. The first time he outplayed him, didn't win the game, but he played well until they had a turnover. And he won the last Super Bowl, and he was an MVP. Now, if we're talking about he has an overinflated sense of self, that's because we created that monster. Now you're going to try to tell, like, it makes no sense to me if you created the monster.
Well, that happens
to
sometimes.
Try to break him down.
That happens.
You know what I mean?
The Eagles are guilty of this. I mean, the stories, they rolled the red carpet. They made Carson Wentz feel like he walked on water.
Yeah.
Then he acted like that, and they had to break him down. I mean,
a shotgun.
Ultimately, this is on the Eagles. I mean, they're the ones that draft and develop and pay and do all this with these players. I mean, they create the culture. They create all this. I mean, so if that's what happened, and then it's their own issue. Ray is in Trenton. What's up, Ray?
Hey, how you doing today?
What's up, Ray?
Not much. I think it's much ado about nothing. I think the only thing that A.J. Brown's going to derail is himself. He's quitting on running routes. He doesn't look like he gives half the effort he could. So how do you blame the quarterback for a wide receiver not making the effort?
So I don't on that part, right? But it does feel like, or at least by what we're hearing this week, people within the organization are concerned about Jalen. Like we're not hearing the AJ stuff as much as they're concerned with Jalen.
I think the concern they have with him is that he's stoic, that he doesn't respond to it. Do you ever hear him, you know, in a press conference say the wrong things? When he referenced, you've got to ask KP, I think he's following what the game plan is. I think he doesn't go off script.
Well, but they're saying he does. So, like,
I don't believe he is. How many play calls does he change when he's behind center? You don't see him changing that many play calls.
Well, how do we know what he's doing?
Well, you don't. But that's just speculation. You got to assume
recklessly.
Well, no, but we heard this week that he does. I mean, like, yeah.
If there's only one wide receiver going out and making public statements that he's unhappy and nobody else is, I think the organization's upset because Hurts isn't going to address it. I think he's not going to talk to him. I think he thinks he's a crybaby, and he's just going to let him rant, and he's going to say, okay, well, if you want to rant, that's on you. I'm just going to follow the game plan. The only problem this team has is the offensive play calling. It's trash.
Well, I don't think that's the only problem, right? I don't think that's the only
problem. I think it's the biggest problem. It's vanilla. There's nothing. There's no deception. It's like the same five play calls over and over and over.
Right. Can I ask you a question? Do you think these coaches are stupid?
No, I don't.
So why?
I don't at all.
But if we're all saying the same thing, why wouldn't they change it?
To be honest, I couldn't answer that question because
we could use deductive reasoning, right? Like, it's probably because they don't think the players they have can do those things.
Okay, so you're saying that Hurts has limitations or trying to play within his limitations.
Yeah.
Okay, that may be the truth. But when the game plan is executed properly, it's successful.
I agree with. I mean, sure.
So you can't argue that.
But well, sure you can't argue that. But if teams start picking up on what they're doing, it becomes harder to do it just this very rigid, simple, limited way. That could become harder to replicate as time goes on. That might be what's going on here.
Yeah, I think Hurts' biggest problem is his reads, his progression. I think he goes most often with his first read.
I think so.
I
think so.
Double coverage or not?
I think so. True. And then I think on top of it this year, to your point on AJ, I think AJ is a little limited in terms of physically because of all the injuries he's had. So they can't do things as well with him. All right, Ray, what do you got for us? What is your notable breakup to get in the mix for the prize?
This is relative to Jalen Hurts because I think, frankly, he don't give a damn. So I would say Rhett Butler and Scarlett O'Hara.
All right, Ray, we got you, buddy. All right, Ray brought it.
He went old school with that one.
He did. We've got new school, old school with all this. Musicians.
Wait a minute. So Rhett, bro, that was a character, though, right?
Yeah.
Because see, I remember, was that Gone with the Wind?
I think that's who he's referencing.
Yeah, that's it's a long ass time ago.
when you think Gone with the Wind came out, Hugh? If you had a guess.
1949 or something like that.
1940. January 17th, 1940.
Damn.
We're getting up close to 100 years ago since that movie came out. Let's go talk to Amy in Bucks County. What's up, Amy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Amy. What's up? How are you?
Good. I listen to your show every day.
Oh, we appreciate that, Amy. What are you feeling today?
Well, listen, I'm not worried about the Eagles, and I'm with you on this. I believe in our quarterback. And look, they're 8-2. They're ugly wins, but they're great wins. They're great. Any win's a good win. And last year, there was so much drama about AJ and his book, and we went to a Super Bowl. So I'm not worried at all about that. But I do have a question about something. I wanted to see where you guys were with this. We played Dallas this week, and I just wanted to see how many times do you think that Jalen Carter is going to sack Dak Prescott or hands up to block him for the incident of the spinning incident the last time we played them.
Yeah, Amy, I kind of, before you brought it up, I hadn't really thought much about it, but it is a big subplot of the game. Last time they played each other, and Dallas, you know, obviously moved the ball pretty well, we didn't have Jalen Carter the whole time because he got kicked out of the game. I need a big Jalen Carter game this week, Amy. I don't know, a sack and a half, you, two sacks? What are we getting out of Jalen Carter?
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially
I want
with Quinn Williams.
Yeah.
Three? How about four?
Yeah,
let's go
three.
With four.
How about three?
All right, we can agree on three. Amy, what do you got for us for a notable breakup?
I have Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
That's a good one.
It's a very good one. It's been one of the bigger ones in the last, 15 or 20 years. Good one, Amy. We appreciate it. Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie. All right, who we got here? We got, let's grab Black Gritty, who apparently has his eye on someone around here. What's up, Black Gritty?
What's going on? You! I didn't know you was working for the NSA. You out here talking about recklessly speculating. I need to see your phone, you. You got the back channel back channeled out here.
What are you talking about?
2 weeks.
I'm just saying, man. I mean, I don't have to break stories. That's not my lane, but if I wanted to, I could.
Hey, like I said, you out here working for the NSA. So let me tell you something, Joe. I hear everything you're saying, but guess what? My quarterback's like Debo out here. He got a no-trade clause. He ain't doing nothing but winning games. And guess what? Everybody else going to get moved before Jalen get moved. This isn't a Carson Wentz situation. Oh, you made him who he is? The dude played at national championships. He's been winning 80% of his games ever since he was in college. Like, he didn't just come here and start getting in a winning program.
Well, that's true.
And have winning coaches around him, okay? So I can say that. And as far as when you want to blame KP, I'm going to blame a rookie at his job and maybe say that he doesn't know what he's doing. Because they listen to us. When we say run the ball, they start running the ball. When we ask them to pass, they pass. I don't know who's running the ship. If Nick Sirianni had his own offense, like a McVay or Shanahan, maybe we wouldn't be in the situation where every other year our dudes are getting poached or changed or fired to where I don't know what's going on. But I do know one thing. You're going to get these vegetables, Jalen Hurts, and serve it up. You don't like broccoli? I don't care. So broccoli is what makes you grow big and strong and gets you these George W's. And you're going to take it, Joe Giglio. All I know is when we went to the Super Bowl and they went there and shut down Saquon Barkley, didn't he go up against one of Spagnuolo's best defense coordinator minds?
He sure did, and he had a great game.
And Saquon couldn't do nothing, right?
Mm-mm.
When he went to the other Super Bowl, was Saquon in the backfield running the ball?
No, that was old Miles Sanders. That was Miles.
I mean, there's a whole lot of things that go on with it. Bottom line is, we need the line to get healthy. Jalen going to do what he's due, and you going to shut up and take these vegetables, Joe Giglio, and get these George W's and be happy about it. If it's by 1 point or 1,000, we're on our way and do what we need to do. Dallas sucks. Have a great day. Eat your vegetables.
You got it, Black Gritty. Appreciate it. You breaking more stories? How many stories you got?
Nah, I'm not breaking any. I hear a lot of things. I'm just, you know, I like to keep them to myself.
Well, you're an ear hustler, as you like to tell us.
Yeah, I like the ear hustle. Because it's you know, everybody already going through it about this whole thing. I don't need to add no more, you know, trepidation.
Well, are you holding information? You withholding more information?
Well, I'm saying. I was talking to the guys out there, right? I was talking to the afternoon show.
Yep.
They told me I got till April. So I gotta space these stories out a little bit.
Yeah, well,
put inside of
maybe
the
at some point. And if you want to wait till after the Super Bowl to do this, maybe you tell us what the real source of the frustration between the quarterback and receiver.
I'm working on that, man.
I mean, that's the story.
I recklessly speculated, and I threw it out there yesterday. I think this is some Jim Jackson.
Boy,
what's his name?
Oh,
I forgot. Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd, Tony Braxton situation. That's what I think.
Yeah. But that's we need more details.
I'm working on it, man. Yeah. I'm working on it.
And again, if you want to wait till after the Super Bowl, that's fine. We want to get to Santa Clara. But
yeah, we're going to Santa Clara.
Yeah, but
I'm not worried about that. Yeah, we're dysfunctional. On the road again. We're just like everybody else's family out there that lives on a day-to-day basis. Ain't nobody family functional.
No, but this is just more public than public.
Yeah, this is one of them things that you deal with on the day-to-day. People say, just don't talk about it anymore. Hey, what the hell am I talking about? What you want me to talk about?
Well, if you want more quarterback rankings, you could cook those up. I certainly don't. 215-592-9494. We'll hit you people, your phone calls, and of course with the giveaway our prize. Plus, we just recently found out something about Cam Scataboo that annoys us, or annoys him. I mean, it annoys me too. We'll play that next. We want you to keep this up. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Every NFL Thursday is your chance at the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Appropriate song for the day, Combo Con. Notable breakups. Feels like we're heading towards one with AJ and Jill. And our welcome back, Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette. We'll give away the prize for the show end today. You people coming up in a few minutes. First, though, what's wrong?
I didn't know. It's almost time to go.
You never know what time it is. If I had told you.
I love how sad you get when it's time to go.
Oh, yeah. No,
we like spending time with you too, buddy.
Yeah, it's crazy. The day went fast.
If I had told you it was 11:30 and we had 2.5 hours left, would you just sit there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, because, you know, it's like listening to people crash out over news and get mad about something that you've heard that you're just sharing is fascinating to me. Because it's like, why are you crashing out, dog?
Well, because people care, and then they're worried.
I mean, they care, but it's like.
They're crashing out because they're worried. I mean, you don't crash out when you're calm deep down. You crash out when
people
you're worried.
People are crashing out about the Russell Wilson comp.
To Jalen? It's almost spot on.
It's. The year they won the Super Bowl, Russell Wilson threw for 3,000 yards.
Yeah. Took a lot of sacks.
26 touchdowns, 10 picks. I mean, it's about as Jalen as it gets.
Yeah, they had great defense. They ran the ball.
Yeah. It wasn't till maybe a few years later when people started being like, oh, this Russell Wilson guy, is he elite?
Yes.
And then that was also debatable at the time still.
And in between there, what happened? They had to move off a lot of their veteran defense players because they didn't like them.
Yeah. The year they won the Super Bowl was defense, Legion of Boom, Marshawn Lynch going crazy, and Russell Wilson just sort of almost game manager.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. I don't think that's a that's not a slight.
Well, it's because people see Russell Wilson now.
Well, okay. But also, remember, the Eagles wanted that version of Russell. They wanted to draft him. It didn't work out. I mean, like, if you told the Eagles on draft night, Jalen Hurts would turn into Russell Wilson, they would have taken it. I would have taken it. You would have taken it. Now we're just watching the path to see what he becomes.
Everyone's going to be okay.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. But you know who's not going to be okay? Apparently, Cam Scataboo. Where was this guy? You see, he's hurt, right? He's recovering from that ankle injury.
He was at, Monday Night Raw or something like that?
He did a wrestling stint.
And by the way, Giants fans, not happy about that appearance.
Because he was involved in the skit, right?
That's a lot.
What was
surgery.
Sure.
Weren't we mad at Embiid? What was he doing?
Well, he went to a concert and he was on stage with the knee
and
injury.
People didn't like that.
Yeah.
So it's akin to that.
Okay, but so this is I guess he's getting annoyed here because people are chanting. So,
this looks like he's walking to a mall or something streaming and he's with a group of his buddies.
Got it. Okay, let's hear this.
Wow. I just don't understand. Like, you see me in public and you say go birds, it just makes no sense.
Wait, he said that?
Well, kind of, it does, because
we looked out for you. You know, we gave you cheesesteaks. We showed you love.
That's true. Big Dom went and visited him in the hospital.
Yeah. You know what he doesn't realize? By saying that publicly, now more people will chant Go Birds at him every time they see him.
Yes.
So if you see Cam Scataboo, please hit him with the Go Birds.
Hit him with the Go Birds.
He might as well wear a sign that says, please yell Go Birds at me.
He just doesn't get it. That guy's a weirdo. All right. Let's get back to the phone lines here. Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, Andy?
Scoops Douglas, it's an honor to speak to you.
Hey,
taken the name from Devin?
Uh-oh. Well, no, that's Devin's name.
Well, I don't know anymore. I mean, she doesn't have these kind of scoops like you have.
Nah, Devin, that's Devin's moniker.
Okay, all right. Just making sure. Go ahead, Andy.
Thinking you have a third ear now, too, with your ear hustling.
Third ear.
No, I recklessly ear hustle every Sunday. I listen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, so to the point, I am not worried about the season going off the rails because if you think about 2023, Joe, you had mentioned it earlier, but I don't think the offense was particularly good. They were kind of struggling the whole season, and the defense just flat out sucked. So at least now, even if the offense is sputtering, we have, you know, we can fall back on the defense. It just does not look or feel the same as it did then.
No, it doesn't. And Andy, when I am concerned about a derailment, it's not going to be like 2023. I mean, they're too good for that. They still have a bunch of bad teams they'll beat on their schedule. What I get, my concern is like a big moment, NFC Championship game. They're down 4 and 2 minutes to go, and they have to throw the ball. And AJ and Jalen are just not on the same page, and it costs them because they can't even have a conversation. Like, that's my concern, that eventually this whole nonsense bites them.
So, yeah, I mentioned this to Kyle, and it's funny to me. They're talking about, you know, they install a game plan. He goes off script and does what he wants to do. So why aren't they tailoring the game plan to what he wants to do, if that's the case?
That is a fair question. I don't know. It feels like there's a disconnect between what some guys want, what he thinks is right, and then maybe what the coaching staff is calling. It seems like everyone's kind of in their own lane.
It's disjointed.
Yeah, that's a good word.
Disjointed.
Disjointed.
And how long before we start hearing the Tanner McKee chants?
Well, we did have that caller earlier who said Jalen has one more game to get this right.
It may have been Tanner.
His name was Tanner, which was a little curious.
They're winning. That's not going to happen. I don't see the chance for Tanner McKee going to happen.
What was that last thing, Hugh? I missed it. I'm sorry.
I said, no, I don't see them. The people going to start yelling for Tanner McKee if they're still winning.
Yeah, it just seems like it's always a thing that happens.
It is. And
give it one loss.
Well, or give it this, Andy. And we all hope Jalen stays perfectly healthy. But, you know, some players have to go to the medical tent every once in a while, right? He did it last year with Washington. If for some reason he had to come out of a game soon and Tanner went in and they scored 3 touchdowns, I mean, that's all it would need. I mean, that would light the fire in the town instantly.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've thought about that as well. And I do think he would do well on the offense. But, you know, this is what it is right now.
It is. And I think we all hope we don't have to find that out. But, you know, it's football, so we never know. All right, Andy, what do you got for us for a notable breakup?
Well, it's kind of personal, I think, to me, and you guys will understand. But Me and my hair. My hair just dumped my ass about 25 years ago.
Yeah.
I miss it. If it's listening, I hope it comes back, but I don't think I'll ever see it again.
You know, Andy, it's a great one. And like with other breakups, you could try to make it work, but at some point you have to make a decision, like we're in or we're out, and you got to come on home. Andy, it's a really good one. Hugh?
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah. Now, how long did it take you to come on home?
You know what's funny? I was bald in college, and then I grew hair when I played for a couple years. So it was not – for me to transition to being bald wasn't that big a deal.
Because you had memories as a bald guy.
Yeah, I got options.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that the cats that – you know what's funny since we're here? It's mostly, you know, guys that I meet when you say that their hairline – you know the guys that are like holding on?
Yeah.
Like the corporate dudes and they got the little bald spot. When you
– They comb it over.
Yeah, or you – like they have the – they call them cowlicks the cowlicks. When you mention the fact that their hair is receding – It hurts them in a way. To me, that is the absolute funniest thing on the planet.
It feels a little personal to call out. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, dog, like the guy that I met at the whiskey taster.
Yeah.
I was like, dog, you need to come on home.
Well, he called you old first, didn't he?
Yeah, but then I told him to come. I mean, but
so it was a retaliation shot.
He pushed and you shoved back.
But God,
that's how that went.
It was like a punch in the gut because he had the nice tailor suit on. He probably had the high karate cologne.
He thought he was looking good.
He thought he was winning.
And you were like, hey, buddy.
Oh, you got the ball spot.
Just, you cut him right down. You cut him
he
down.
He was hurt.
Of course he was.
The best feeling in the world.
Hurting somebody? What's wrong with you?
Come on. Don't be a bully.
When a dude think he winning, then you're like, dog, you bald. And he'd be like, oh.
Yeah. Sounds like your Twitter beef. Coming right back at people. Yeah. Cutting their legs out.
Hey, Hugh, this take is stupid. Yeah, well, you're fat.
Your quarterback list is dumb. Oh yeah, about your wife.
Yeah, you know when you hit somebody with the wife,
I wonder why that gets you called in the office though. You got to watch out for that.
I do.
Yeah, you know maybe if you say with all due respect first.
Okay, I'm being disrespectful when I say it.
But if you say
with all due respect, they can't get mad like you say.
Well, they can. I mean, you could say that. All right, so Andy hinted on it. How quickly do you think we would get a groundswell of Tanner McKee talk? Like, what would it take for people? Like, well, you know, we get a stray, but that's just Philadelphia, right? And that's any fan base. I don't think it would take much right now.
Mm-mm. To get a Tanner McKee?
Like, if Tanner had to come in a game and they move the ball well, I think that's all it would take. You said a loss, I don't even think it takes a loss.
I think there would be questions, but they're not moving on because of money.
No, I'm not saying the team. I'm saying what it would take for fans to say.
Oh, no, the fans, yeah, definitely.
If he comes in
and just moves quicker.
Yeah.
And AJ looks like here's the kicker. If AJ looks like the AJ of old, then people are like, what's going on?
Yeah. No, we'll get a positive Kevin phone call.
Yeah.
About Tanner McKee.
I think we are ripe for a record quickly switched. You know, like, I think, I'm telling you, two drives of McKee. Sunday, if it was need be. Monday, we'd be hearing the calls. I mean, there's no question in my mind. All right, let's go to Anthony in Southwest Philly. What's up, Anthony?
Fellas, what's going on? What's going on?
Anthony, what's up?
Not much. Hey, listen, I think, and I said this to y'all last time I called in. Joe, I know you know this, but I'm going to reiterate it.
Okay.
The issues that are going on that you're hearing about in the Eagles locker room, and Hugh, I know you know this too. That's not uncommon. I spent my whole life in locker rooms. People go through things in locker rooms, and a lot of times you just don't hear about it like as much as you hear about it with the Eagles. People get in fights, all type of crazy stuff going on in locker rooms. Now, I want to go back just a little bit, and this is the frustrating part about the Eagles fan base right now, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm a coach right now at the junior college level for basketball, and I always tell people, if you want to be really good on the coaching side of things, you can have great players, right? They'll never turn into great coaches because they just don't think the game from that perspective. But when you have a guy, right, and you want to build a team, the really good coaches, what they're really good at is they're really good at looking at their guys that are their stars. And they, you know, let's say, for example, the Eagles, Jalen, he's their guy. What you do is you build the offense around that guy. And you tailor things to how they play football. Here's the reason I'm saying that. You go back to 2020 when Jalen got drafted here. One of the things that Doug Peterson did really well with Jalen toward the end of the season was the RPO stuff. Mm-hmm. Right? Like Jalen, he thrived in that. So now he takes over the offense. Coming into that next year, he's got Shane Steichen. first year under Shane Steichen, what does Shane Steichen do? The play action pass stuff, using the middle of the field, design runs for Jalen, all that kind of stuff. Then he comes back as a second year, full year starter under Shane, more of the same. He tailored everything around how Jalen played the game of football. Jalen would have won MVP that year had he not gotten hurt. He would have obviously been a first team All Pro, and he could have won Super Bowl MVP had things not gone the way that they did. When did things change? Things changed when Brian Johnson took over the next year, and we know that Nick Sirianni, he had his foot on how he wanted Brian Johnson to do things. That relationship fell apart. A lot of that was Jalen trying to sit in the pocket, throw the football. The next year, you got things fall apart in 2023 toward the back end of the year. The next year, you come in with Kellen Moore. We go 2-2 at the beginning of the season because they're trying to get Jalen to play the game in a different way than what he's used to doing. What changed last year was they went to the running game. It wasn't necessarily Jalen, but he thrived in that offense because of the offensive line. You got Saquon Barkley, and he played off of that. This year, you got a guy who I'm not going to say is incompetent, but if you go – I know you guys watch. You go watch Jason Avant break down film on what the Eagles do. He's constantly saying there's no route concepts. Everything is a go or a stop, and it's just – there's no design. They don't use the middle of the field. They don't do any of this.
He's with us now, Anthony. Every Wednesday we got Jason here, and he's told us the same thing. It's too vanilla. It's almost too simple.
So that's my thing. I'm not saying – so here's the issue where I think the issue is. I think when things broke down in 2023, Jalen, as far as you can remember, he had never lost in his life the way he lost toward the back end of the year in 2023.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
So I think what Jalen said was, to hell with that. Whatever we need to do to win is what we're going to do to win. I don't need to be the guy. You don't need to be the guy. Let's win. So I think for Jalen, he doesn't trust what Nick Sirianni and Kevin Petullo has him doing because they didn't tailor the offense around him. They tailored it around what Nick wants to be able to do.
I think you might, Anthony, I think you might be right. There seems like a distrust or a disconnect between the quarterback, the coaches, the receivers, and it's obviously impacting. All right, Anthony, what do you got for us? What's a notable breakup?
One last thing real quick. Yes, Tanner McKee would probably thrive, but Tanner McKee don't want this pressure. He ain't built for what's going on in this city right now. So let's stop the noise with the Jalen is built for this city.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, I don't really want to see Tanner either, Anthony. We're just speculating on how quickly people would jump on him. And I don't think Tanner's getting a starter quarterback. All right, what's your answer?
My breakup would be, and you guys, somebody probably said it's probably not a big deal to you guys, but I'm a basketball guy, LeBron and Kyrie. That breakup.
Yeah,
was
Kyrie was kind of goofy, going off on his own. Anthony, appreciate the phone call. That was not a great.
That was Kyrie's fault.
Yeah, he wanted to leave.
Yeah, because he didn't get no shine. He was the one that was the reason why they won the finals in Cleveland.
Well, I don't say he was
the
reason.
Well, he went off.
He had a big shot. Yeah. Well, he was their second best player and the reason.
Yeah, and LeBron got all the shine and he was like, I'm out.
Well, LeBron was better.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I hear you, but I mean, yeah, he wanted his shine.
Yeah, and then he didn't win anything.
Now he got the little moccasin shoe. Have you seen his shoe line?
I haven't seen Kyrie's shoe line.
They're different. They're what they call eclectic.
I'm gonna go check him out.
I don't give a shit.
Let's hear it from you.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Couple pieces of audio to get to at the end here.
Okay.
But first of all, big congrats from the chat to Hugh Douglas for
Insider,
coming up at number
second,
two.
Number two? Well, means I'm the first loser.
This is the beginning of, it's true.
Well, we're going to find out how much you lock in. Like, are you going to be satisfied getting to number two on the list in 1 week, or are you going to keep pushing
to
win?
Listen, I got
to
figure it out, man. Like, you know, I take my friendships seriously, mm-hmm. and some of the stuff. Like, I don't have to be in this space, but now that I am flirting with this award.
The new chapter for you.
Yeah, it's a new chapter, dog. You know what it's like. You know, I always say you got to reinvent yourself.
It all started at McDonald's all those years ago.
Yeah, I put the fries in the bag. So I don't know. I got to pray about it today. Yep. I'm going to pray about it.
Yeah, okay, good. We did get from the text line, Tom from Abington is trying to start a movement here. Hashtag ban Aaron from San Diego.
You know what? That might take off.
It was a tough call today by him.
Oh, I mean, he was brutal. I don't even know where
he's... a bad week for Aaron.
Stunk.
You know, Aaron does not thrive in these spots.
No.
He becomes very annoying.
Well, and we probably didn't do him any favors because we had Rhea and she beat him up too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And me and Rhea are cut from the same cloth in that. We're not going to take any of Aaron's nonsense. So. done with you talentless hacks. All you guys do is talk.
Well, we are talk show hosts.
We get paid to talk.
Right? I mean, literally, the only reason we're here is to talk. Yeah. So
I just like talentless hacks. Yeah. That feels like.
That could last.
Yeah, it could. Yep. Yeah. Just wear your Cowboys jersey to work tomorrow, Joe.
Well, I don't have any Cowboys jerseys, but I'm telling you right now, I got this game's got trappy feels. So I'm telling you right now.
News flash, Julio, the glasses don't make you smart.
What is that?
People think they cook with these, man.
Do you think that's why I'm wearing these? Since I was in the fifth grade, I've been wearing, yeah.
It's all
yeah.
for show.
Yeah, this looks all for show. Yeah, that's what I'm going for.
Yeah. All right, a lot of messy allegations going around. The mustache does not have fleas.
What are you talking about? You?
Does wow. not have fleas in the stash.
Your mustache gets destroyed in the chat here.
It does, man. Yep. One person in particular comes after my stash like every comment. It's crazy.
Mm.
Yeah. Notable breakup, Kyle and his hairline. Not cool. It could be a breakup if they were ever together.
But you've always had this kind of hairline.
This has been my hairline since, like, see pictures of me as a kid. Big forehead.
Okay. Maybe you should bring one of them in sometime.
Maybe I will.
Validate
yeah.
that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd worry about doing that. another notable breakup, Hugh Douglas and reality.
I mean, that happened a while ago. That's not
big. I never knew those two together.
Yeah.
That's from Hugh's past.
Yeah, and this one's where he's about to get messy. Hugh Douglas and his waistline.
No. We're not worried about that. We're not worried about that. But it's funny to me that the good, ones yeah. that, you know, yep. always got something to say, here the ones go. That be looking the worst.
Yep. Speaking of, yep, there goes Hugh. Not even sure the context.
Yeah.
But it's applicable to a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a new one from the bracket, Yoko Ono Douglas.
Yeah, I forgot Yoko Ono broke up the Eagles.
Try to break up the Eagles.
No, because it was... I remember the story now because people were mad about it. They were giving Yoko the heat. They gave her the business. Yeah.
I could see the 30 for 30 one day. Like, why didn't this Eagles group win more Super Bowls? Yes. And then Yoko Ono Douglas and Jalen Hurts took over. He took over the play calling, reckless speculation. Yep. How a former Eagle turned talk show host tore the Eagles apart.
And then one more before we get to these couple pieces of audio here. Slow it down there, Uncle Phil.
That's you, Hugh?
Yeah, I guess that is. It's not funny. It's not funny. I get it. But I would love to see some of these cats. Would love to see what some of these cats look like.
My favorite part is when one gets you, you're just like, yeah, that's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. And then you're firing right
back. No,
then,
it's just it's that, like, you know what I mean? It's like, you know what I mean? They just talking trash and they probably, you know, living in their mom's basement.
There it is.
I think that was just more playful than any.
All right. We got to do the audio and then we got to pick a winner for today. A
couple pieces of audio here. Okay. So we were just talking about how WIP may have rubbed off on Hugh a little bit. But as Hugh rubbed off on Joe, I'm not sure what this was. Could have been a mild stroke, but you had this moment earlier in the show.
Casper, the friendly ghost over there. He's scared of his own shadow. It doesn't even.
He's talking about Joe.
No, I'm not scared of my scat. I'm scared of them infighting. We'll call that a mini stroke.
Shared of my scatto.
Putting up with you guys each day has officially got me.
I mean, that dog hunts.
Yep. That got me.
And then just real quick, because Hugh. We called him Hugh Schefter, but is something more sinister going on? Is Hugh wearing a wire? We had a moment early in the show, and I enhanced this part a little bit because it was tough to hear, but this is the moment where Hugh's phone started going off in the middle of the segment.
He got up to that podium, and he did that long, pregnant pause, and he hit you with, hey.
What did you guys just make a phone call?
It wasn't me.
Then my watch.
Are
my
you
watch
wearing a wire?
I'm not.
Tell the truth.
Check him.
Tell the truth.
He's wearing a wire.
All right, we'll get blue jeans on that to check you for the wire tomorrow.
Every in blue jeans.
All right, can we pick a winner here for CombOCon today? We've had a lot of great, notable breakups.
Do we do another Glizzy's answer?
It might have to be. That was Tanner, who may have been Tanner McKee
possibly
calling.
Possibly Tanner
in.
McKee.
Yeah, possibly Tanner McKee.
I can't believe y'all actually entertaining it.
Hugh and the mini Glizzy's as a notable breakup.
Just the mini Glizzy's themselves being broken up.
Yeah, which is a joke. All right, that is enough for us today. We will talk to you tomorrow. Afternoon show is next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.